just in case you didn't know, my name is Phil Vance, the lead pastor here. And this is my lovely wife, Carrie. She's down here on the floor. She's on the piano. We love being your pastors here. We think we have the most privileged ministry in the whole world, and that is we get the privilege of speaking, addressing, talking to you, and helping you in your life. And I can't think of anything more wonderful or great than that. I remember when I got saved. I was 20 years old. Gary, I think, got saved when she was 4, but. I got saved when I was a little bit older and gone through college. I got saved in college, and that's why my heart really goes to college students, is that I got saved at that time in my life, and I got radically saved. My whole life turned to a 180, and I'm really thankful. I played football at University of Idaho, graduated in civil engineering, and I am so glad for those years. They were absolutely wonderful, and enjoy the privilege of getting up and addressing you each and every Sunday. So thank you so much for coming and being here this morning. We've been talking about the battle for your mind. There's a battle going on for this mind that you possess. We talked about last week, we've been talking in this series, or we started it last week. Be careful what you put into your mind. It will determine what you will do with your life, because it will determine the way you're going to think the rest of your life. We talked about the coffee and motor oil. We did that illustration down here. It all looks the same, but you wouldn't put motor oil inside of you because you know it would probably kill you. But we do put coffee. We put other things because it looks the same. Even though it looks the same, things are different, and you have to be careful about what goes in your mind, because some things that go inside of them could have a very detrimental effect on the rest of your life, a detrimental effect on the rest of your life. We talked about what was God thinking, because God's a thinker. He's a thinker. We're created in his image. And why did he put the tree in the middle of the garden? What was he thinking? Why did he create this place that we could mess up at? And Adam indeed did. But he put it there to see if man would obey him, to see if man would trust him, to see if man would submit to him, and see if man would give his free will over to God, because we are created in the image of God. God has a free will. We have a free will. And God wants to know what you'll do with your free will. Will you submit it to him, or will you do your own doggone thing? Will we give it back to the author of life, or will we go try to make a life for ourselves? Will we give it back to the person who has direction and purpose and guidance for us, or will we think we can handle it all by ourselves? God's always looking. And he's thinking about you. He thinks about you all the time. We talked about last time about 2 billion thoughts a second during your life. He thinks about you. He thinks about you a lot. He thinks about you positively. He cares about you, and he's a deep thinker of you. So I want to continue on in this series. By the way, if you want to get any messages, you can always get our messages at livingfaithfellowship.com. They're online. We live stream them, or you can get it on the app, Living Faith, or Living Faith Fellowship app. You can go to the app store and pick it up and get all those things as well. I like to start the scripture that I'm going to go through. I like to have people stand if you can. Could you stand? Let's talk about some of the scripture that we're going to talk about this morning. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You may be seated. Thank you. I've entitled this message this morning, What's Going Through Your Mind? What's Going Through Your Mind? And all I could think about as I was putting that together was that joke about the bug that hit your windshield. And somebody else, I wonder what was going through his mind when he hit your windshield. And the guy said to him, I know, his rear end. Anyway, what's going through our mind? And you know, there's some dirt and filth and garbage that has the potential to go through our mind. To soil it, to stain it, to mess it up, to cloud our thinking. And God wants us to think rightly and accurately. But he talks about the way he thinks. My thoughts are not your thoughts. God's thoughts aren't always our thoughts, he says here. God naturally thinks differently than we do. He naturally, and I'm going to talk about this in a moment, though, how we can. But naturally, God thinks differently than we do. He also says, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Nor are your ways my ways. The word ways here, interesting Hebrew word, darek, it means a road, a course of life, or a mode of action. If you will, it's the process or the reason. It's the why. It's the reason. His way, his if you will, his thinking, his thoughts, his thinking process. And he says that our ways, our thinking, our process, our course of life, the way we process data is different than the way he processes data. God has a reason for the way he acts, a reason for the way he thinks. He has a rationale that's way beyond where we are. We're finite. He's infinite. We're natural. He's spiritual, supernatural. He thinks differently than we do. But how do we get on the same plane? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We think and act with this reasoning, and God thinks and acts with a reasoning that's way higher, that's way above, that's beyond, higher than ours. It's more encompassing. It's more broad. It's more deep. It's more everything. God thinks in 4K. You know, we're still in HD, and there's 4K out there now, TVs. There's always going to be something to make you buy something more, I think, out there in TV land, isn't it? Weren't you amazed the very first time I watched a football game on an HD TV? I was like mesmerized. It was so awesome. I think it looks better on HD than it does at the game. Why go pay the money at the game when it looks better on my TV? But God thinks in a different realm, a higher realm, a 4K, and beyond that. God thinks higher than we do. He thinks with a different way than we think. God doesn't think like us. Our thinking has hurt and fear and doubt and worry and anxiety and insecurity and uncertainty and pain and hate and insufficient or inaccurate data. And God has none of that. He doesn't have to operate with all of those things going into him because he operates out of purity. Because God is omniscient. I love these facts about God. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. The person you want to sit next to when you're taking a test. He's all-knowing. The person everybody wanted to be God's study partner. Everybody wants to study with him because he knew it all. He's a humble and gracious know-it-all because he knows it all. Because he created it all. And he thinks with 100% accuracy. He never says, oops. He never says, what was I thinking? He doesn't have to. He has all the information, has all of the data. He's also omnipresent. Wouldn't you like to be that sometimes when you're running late for something? All present. He is in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. I don't understand that. Because he already knows the future. He's already seen it. He's already been there. He already knows the future because he's been there. He can tell us the past. He's been there. He's here in the future, or in the present right now. He's been everywhere, all of those places in time, as well as every place. He's with you. He's with me. He's with the people in Argentina and Haiti. He's in Israel right now. He's on the moon. He's everywhere. He's everywhere you want to be. And sometimes he's everywhere you don't want him to be. Oh, don't be here now. I don't want you here now. I am doing some things. I remember in my life, in some places where I didn't want him to be. Lord, you stay out here. This is too much for you as I go into this place and do what I need to do. He thinks with 100% precision. God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. Isn't that amazing? Unlimited power. He can do anything. I always love the people who say, can he make a rock that's too big that he can't lift it? Sure. Well, then he couldn't lift it. No, he can lift it. Well, then he couldn't make it. No, he can make it. I'm confused. I know you are confused. He has unlimited power. He can do 100% of the things that he thinks. He can. I think some thoughts, wouldn't it be nice with, I can't do that. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to, I can't do that. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to, honey, we can't do that. God goes, hey, wouldn't it be nice to, I can do that. Wouldn't it be nice to create man? I can do that. Wouldn't it be nice to create a universe? I can do that. Wouldn't it be nice to create some animals? I can do that. Wouldn't it be nice to, yeah, I can do that. He can do anything. Whenever he wants, however he wants. We're talking about a God who is amazing, and his thinking process is way beyond what yours is. Naturally. When we're confused and think, wow, Lord, I wouldn't have done it like that. I would have done it differently. You got to realize you have flawed thinking. Have you ever gotten in your life and you're going, Lord, why, I don't understand, and not understood something that was happening, an issue, a problem that happens to all the time to us? God, what were you thinking? I don't understand. He's going, you know what? I'm thinking something very wonderful. I'm thinking something very magnificent. Because you think at this level, in this frame, with these conditions, with these constraints, with these contaminants in this world, and I think without them. I think long term. I think forever. I think with love. I think with purpose. I think with power. And we sometimes don't connect on that because we think with a mindset that's earthly, temporal, and now. And he thinks with a mindset that's unlimited, all-powerful, infinite, and long-term. He's amazing. Most of the problems that we face and go, God, why? It's because we have short-term thinking. And he has long-term. He thinks it differently. I can think of so many things in my life that have happened. I go, Lord, and I was mad at him, kicking things, bummed about things, hurt over things. And then as time went by, I get to this point here in my life and I go, wow, I'm kind of glad I went through that because it kind of molded and made me the man that I am today. It gave me character. It gave me dignity. It put something inside of me. It wasn't just a silver spoon given, but you went through some things and all of a sudden you learned some things and your life gets radically changed. That's a good thing. God thinks at a significantly higher level. Let me say, at an infinitely higher level. It's not significantly different than you. It is infinitely different than you. Why, God? Oh, but if you could just get into his mind, can you imagine what you would discover? We can. God thinks with love, purpose, and perfection. He sees everything through his nature. He sees everything through his nature. And the Bible says that God is love. He sees everything through love. It's not like a filter. It's reality. Because it is what he says it is. Life is what it is because he says it is. It is this. No, I see it like that. Well, you see it wrong. It is what he says it is. He's like an umpire. You know, the umpire says, hey, that was a strike. That was a ball. No. It's whatever I say it is. An umpire literally can. It can go right down the middle. He could say it a ball, and you know what it becomes? It becomes a ball. Because it is what he says it is. But to God, it is what he says it is because it is what he says it is. Even though we don't understand it. His ways are not my ways naturally, but there was a man that God showed his ways to. Remember, he says, my ways are higher. There was a man that he showed his ways to. It's in Exodus 33:13. Let's pick it up. That he saw his mode of life. That he saw his thinking process. Now, it was Moses. In 33:13, he says this. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way. That's the same Greek word up here, or the Hebrew word up here, Tarak. Your thinking, your reasoning, your way of life, your process. Show it to me that I may know you. If I can know the way you think, how you process data, what goes into your mind, I will begin to know you in an intimate way. If you think of husbands and wives, they know. They go, and children, they know. They know how you're going to respond to certain data because they know you and they know how you think. They know who they should say this to and what parent they should say that to. They're very good at that because they know you. Oh, that we might know him the way he thinks, that I might find grace in your sight. And in Psalm 103, it says this: he made known, then he answered the prayer, and he made known his ways, that same Greek or Hebrew word, to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The people of Israel saw his acts, his actions. They saw the what, they saw the effect. But Moses knew the thinking behind the actions. The children of Israel, because all they saw was the what, they complained because they only saw the actions. But Moses prayed because he saw the cause. He saw the thinking. He saw what was behind it all. He saw a God who loved them so much and cared about them so much. He saw his thinking process. And therefore, he prayed for the people when the people just complained. If we don't know God, we just get mad at him when effects happen. If we know God and the cause, we start praying when stuff happens. They knew that God was an amazing God, full of love and compassion. And therefore, Moses goes to him. When the people are complaining, Moses is on his knees talking. Lord, I know how you are. I know your love. Even when God at one point says, get back, Moses, I'm going to wipe him off. Moses goes, oh, Lord, no, I know. I know how you think, man. You think through this filter called love. Therefore, you love these people. Therefore, don't demolish these people. Love these people. Help these people. And God goes, yeah, you're right. I was just seeing if you knew how I think. Moses knew how God thought and therefore lived an amazing life as God's ambassador, because he understood his thinking. Oh, I want to understand his thinking. Israel's thinking, God is here for me. Moses is thinking, I am here for God. The difference between knowing what God does and who God is proximity. Between the cause and the effect is how close you are to him. Let me tell you this. The inner circle of God is available to anyone who will go there. The inner circle of God and his thinking and his thoughts is available to anyone who will go there. I want to be in the very center of your plan, Lord. I want to be in the very center of your circle of friends. I want to be in the... Come, dude. The door is open. I want to think like you think. I want to know like you know. But how did he know? How did he know? You know, the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if God is a spirit, the way to get into God is to get into the spirit. We naturally think different than God. He's a spirit, but he gave us a way to think like him. He gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a game changer for man. And here's my observation. The Holy Spirit changes how we think and process data. From a natural man to a spiritual man, the Holy Spirit changes how we think and process data. He elevates our thinking and accurately changes our perspective. There's a battle for your mind, folks. There's a real devil out there who wants to pollute it, who wants to throw junk in it, who wants to distort it. And there's a God out there who wants to preserve it, who wants to clean it, who wants to change it, who wants to restore it. You see, the problem is the fall. I think when Adam was created, he could think really accurately. He could think like God. He was created in his image. I think he thought a lot like God thought. But he got deceived by the devil. And when he fell, he lost that ability. It was a huge fall. What we think and see, and hear me on this, because I believe this is the problem with our nation. It's the problem with us sometimes. Hear this. What we think and see and feel, we believe to be accurate and correct and truth. It becomes our reality. What we think, because we thought it, because we analyzed it, because we put it through our computer and came out with a conclusion, we think that it's accurate. We think that it's correct. We think that it's truth. And it becomes what our reality is. All of us have that. Our whole world has that. Their reality, their truth, what they believe, and why they believe that. But due to the fall, our thinking became distorted and flawed. It became distorted and flawed. Our reality and our thinking is filled with contaminants. It's filled with contaminants. Our reality is flawed, and without the aid of a filter, we don't think right. I don't think right. I have thought so many thoughts and realized, Lord, I'm not thinking the way you're thinking here. And here's my observation. The Holy Spirit is the filter God gives us to help us think correctly, clearly, accurately, and godly. I need a volunteer. I need a guy. Is there a guy out there? A new guy? Somebody that's new here? And then I need Victoria. Where's Victoria Skog? Victoria Skog is here. Come on up here. And do I have a guy? Is there a guy out here? Is anybody that's new out here? No, I'm not going to make you drink oil. Anybody? Anybody? Come on up here. Come on up here. All right. All right. So this is Victoria. Hi, everybody. By the way, a shout out to Bruce and Debbie Skog because it's their 29th wedding anniversary today. Is that right? All right. All right. And what was your name?
Josh.
Josh. All right, Josh. Come on up on stage with me here. I'm going to have you do a little experiment with me. I want to talk about this filter. These are our minds. This is a natural mind. This is a spiritual mind. This is the things of the world. This is the contaminants. Because of the fall, we don't think accurately. We don't think correctly. So can you, Victoria, stir that up a little bit for me? It's kind of settled down a little bit. There's a little bit of, just stir it a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Can you throw a little bit of the world's thinking in there? It's a little earthly. Go ahead.
I'll do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Just take a little bit out of your hand there. Okay. Throw some in there. A little dirt, a little bit more. This is kind of, okay, you can stop there.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Do you guys know each other?
No.
Okay. So go ahead and you can stop there. I'm going to put a little more dirt in there. And this is kind of how we think. We think with contaminants. We think with dirt. We're kind of made of dirt. We're from the dust. We kind of think with dirt. Here. Sorry about that. Let me see. I can get that off of you there for you. Just give those to me afterwards. I'll get them clean for you. Okay? Now, here's what happens. Here's where the world is at. And what happens is we take the thoughts directly from the world and we throw them into our mind. And then we make decisions that come out of our mind based on what went into it, right? What comes out of it is what went into it, and we're unaware of it. Believe me, we are unaware of it. We don't think it's that dirty. When we're thinking our thoughts, we don't think that they're that contaminated. We think, oh, I'm a pretty good thinker. I'm a pretty rational guy. I understand it, and we're unaware. Now, here's what God wants us to do. This is the Holy Spirit. He takes the thoughts that are there. Let me put it right here. He takes those thoughts. And then we can you hold that just like right there? Hold it just like that, just like that. Yeah. Good. Perfect. He takes those thoughts. And hopefully the thoughts are coming out. They're coming out the wrong place. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here come some thoughts. Do you notice how the thoughts are coming out? They come out slow. If your thoughts come out fast, you need to stop and think a little bit better. That's a problem with most of you, is you think and speak before the thoughts really formalized in the cup. So, when they're filtered out, our thoughts come out clear. They come out like the Lord. If we don't filter them, they come out like this. Here, drink that.
No.
Oh, okay. You can't drink
that.
Okay. All right. Does anybody want? No, there'll be somebody who wants to drink that. But our thoughts come out clear. And this. You want some of this?
I'll take some.
Are you sure? Take it. Tell me if it tastes good. We're doing communion. Receive Jesus. No, I just. Give them a hand, will you? All right. Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you so much. You're cute. Here, let me give you a hand down. I want you to think that illustration throughout this week, throughout your life. Because here's the issue. They're the ones that we see, and sometimes we don't even see that. We think that's clean because we're somewhat blinded. But it's not just those that you can see. The contaminants that we pull out of water that's not been treated out in the wild has contaminants in it that you can't see that are so harmful they could kill you. It's not just what you can see that you're filtering out in your life. The most harmful contaminants are the ones that you can't. The Giardia, the E. coli, that you can't see. God wants you to know that you're thinking that this is of the earth. It's worldly. It has dirt in it. Some of it's dirty. But God wants our thoughts to go through a process called the Holy Spirit so that when they go down into your soul and resonate in your life, they've been filtered through the Spirit of God so that we might think like God thinks. And the only way you can think like God thinks is to have the Holy Spirit process your thoughts. Does that make sense? The Holy Spirit has to process our thoughts. We need to run them through the filter of the Spirit. Look at the scripture in 1 Corinthians 2, 13 through 16. Think about it in this light. These things we also speak, not as the words which man's wisdom, man's thinking teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. What the Holy Spirit wants to put into your mind. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, hear this, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. That's the truth. You could tell some natural people who are soiled by the world so much, have so much of the world's thinking inside of them, and such of its thinking and processes, that when they look at the things of God, they just don't go there. They can't believe that. They think you're stupid. And here going on, it says this, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. That word foolishness, an amazing word. The Greek word is moria. It means silliness, absurdity, dull, stupid, heedless, a blockhead. That's what the world thinks of spiritual or godly thinking. Because to them, it doesn't make sense. Because this is what makes sense to them, not running it through a filter. Not running it through. And some people would say, well, you weak-minded person, you just can't think for yourself. Absolutely, because if I think for myself, I will think wrong. But if I think like God, if I think like God, I will think accurately, purely, clearly, righteously, honorably. If I allow the Spirit to collect my thoughts. It says they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We can think like Jesus Christ. And how can we do that? Because he gave us the Holy Spirit to think, to process, to filter. We must, as Christians, filter our thoughts, filter the news, filter the stuff in the world, filter it through the Holy Spirit, or we will come out inaccurate in our deductive reasoning. The world has a way to deduce things that seems absolutely logical, but the Spirit of God has the accurate way to deduce things. And we need his Spirit in order to make it happen. Nor can he know that because they're spiritually discerned, but we have the mind of Christ. We can think like him. We can think like him. We can think like him. But the world thinks the things of God are stupid. Case in point, the Ten Commandments. Go through the Ten Commandments. God's thoughts on how to live. God's thoughts. These are God's thoughts. Hey, let me give you some wisdom. Let me give you some thoughts. I got 10 thoughts. I got 10 thoughts. Actually, he's got a lot of thoughts in here. Let me give you some thoughts on how to live that will be good for you. We get to the seventh one. You shall not commit adultery. And why does he give us those? God's thoughts? The world says, you know, well, you shall not commit adultery. Sex with anyone that's not your spouse. Well, why would he say that? God's old-fashioned. You know, that's stupid. If you do that, you're dull. If you do that, it would be absurd. If you do that, you're just, why would anybody want to do that? And the world thinks that the way God thinks is stupid, is dull, is old-fashioned, is out of date. Don't you understand we've moved past that? Don't you understand there's a sexual revolution? Don't you understand men and women can do whatever they want? Don't you understand that sex is a good thing? Don't you understand? As a matter of fact, we put a fun name to it. We call it hooking up. Hey, let's just hook up. The world looks at it and thinks, what's wrong with that? And it looks at a Christian and says, you're kind of stupid. You're dull. You're absurd for thinking some old-fashioned truth. And the problem is, it has to go to a filter in order to think like that. We have to put it through the filter of the Holy Spirit in order to think like that. Here's my observation. Looking through the world's filter, we see God's laws as demanding and depriving. Why would God deprive me of pleasure now? That's kind of demanding. That's kind of arrogant. That's kind of, geez, God. Looking through the Spirit's filter, we see God's laws as protecting and providing. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. The reason I'm not is because God wants to protect me, and he wants to provide for me. He has somebody for me. He wants to protect me from all of the damage and effects that this is going to happen on my life. Everybody says it's going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. That there's harmful stuff that can happen here. And he also wants to provide for me. He has somebody. Instead of go out there and grab somebody, God says, hey, let me bring someone. I've got someone. I got a plan. I got a purpose. I got a vision. I got a destiny. I got a life for you. Oh, it's amazing. It's wonderful. If you'll just trust me, if you'll just follow me. Oh, God, as I decipher this through the Holy Spirit, I begin to think a different way. I begin to think, I don't want to do that with my life. I don't want to do those things I used to do. I was involved in those things, but I don't want to do those. I want to think differently. I want to think the way God thinks. I want to think with the Spirit. We think with fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, insecurity, uncertainty, pain, hate, and sin. And they all have a profound effect on how we think. We need to filter life and its stuff through the filter of the Holy Spirit, because you can't think like God without the Holy Spirit. We need to sit with God. We need to soak with God. We need to take in his thoughts. Moses knew how God thought. Everybody else wanted something from God. Moses wanted to live for God. And I'm saying what happens in a Christian's life when he begins to live for God and begins to think like God would think. The way up is the way down. Humble yourself. Don't pull yourself up in pride. Don't be the big shot. Be the little shot. You become the big shot by being a little shot. Oh, I'll take a shot at it. God has different ways. You want to gain your life? Lose it. That goes down. The world doesn't say that. When you gain your life, grab all the gusto you can right now. You're only young once. Yeah. The Spirit, do we soak it in? Do we think with clarity? Romans 8, 5 through 9 says this, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds, their thinking on the things of the flesh." Set their minds like setting a clock. "But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit." You know, if I take my watch here and spin it around to 6:30 and it's actually 10 to 12, and I'm living like it's 6:30, I'm going to live differently than you're living right now. I'm going to start eating dinner. You're going to start eating lunch. I'm just saying, if right now in this zone, we're at different spots, we're off, we're going to live differently. God says, set your mind not on that which is off. Set your mind upon that which is on, and it's the Spirit of God. It's the living God who loves you and cares about you and has a plan for you. And he says, would you trust me? Will you allow my Spirit to come into you? Will you filter your thoughts through me? Will you live for me? I will change your life. I will transform your life. I will give you a life, and you will not regret it. Are we thinking with the Holy Spirit? For to be carnally minded or fleshly or worldly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We keep thinking, well, to think like the world, you get all the fun, you get all that. No, he says, what you get at the very end is a big death certificate. What do you get at the end of a life with God? Peace. 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 Life. Oh. Everybody kind of go, oh. I'll go, ah! I would rather live with, oh, than, ah! 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 I want to live with, ah. How you doing today? Ah, instead of, how you doing today? Everything's falling apart. I can't figure it out. I'm not pulling my hair out. How are you doing? Life's good. Even in the midst of all of the problems, because I'm thinking with a different brain. I'm thinking with a brain that's saturated in eternity. I'm thinking with a brain that created the universe. I'm thinking with a brain that when he spoke, it happened. I'm speaking with a brain that's omniscient, omnipresent. I'm speaking with a brain and thinking with one that's different. And that's the privilege of a Christian, to think with a new brain, a new mind, one filtered by the Spirit of the living God. Is he for you? Oh, he is so much for you. Does he want to deprive you? Yeah, he wants to deprive you pain. What does he want to deprive you? Does he want to deprive you fun? No. You don't understand. He wants to deprive you of the pain that you're doing. The enemy wants to, tells us he's depriving us of fun. God's the funnest entity there is. He's full of love. He's fun. We just have to think right. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Enmity means hostile, opposite, hateful. God wants us to think with the Spirit. The Spirit is the filter that allows us to think like God so that His thoughts become our thoughts. That His way processes become our ways. Moses experienced it. Moses had a taste of it. But Moses never had the abiding dwelling of the Holy Spirit like we have the ability after the cross of Calvary. We have the Spirit. We have God's mind on stuff, if you'll ask Him. The Spirit filters out impurities of the world and provides clarity. The Spirit filters out half-truths of the enemies and provides accuracy. The Spirit filters out our sinful thinking, our hateful thinking, our anxious thinking, our hurtful thinking, our doubtful thinking, our fearful thinking, and allows us to think with awe. The awe of the living God who's inside of us. He loves us. He loves us so much. Please bow your heads. Let me pray as we end. Father, I thank you for. I thank you for what you provided for us, the Spirit of God on Calvary. But Lord, I have to confess, I don't always filter it. I have to confess that sometimes I don't make the effort to pump it through. And I drink out of the stream because I think, it doesn't look that bad. But oh God, help us. Help me. Help us to filter our thoughts with the brain of the living God, with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You gave us the power to think like you. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to think like you think. In Jesus' wonderful name, we ask this and pray. And everybody said, amen. If you don't know Jesus or you're not thinking His thoughts, you're sitting there going, man, my mind is full of mud. I've got all this dirt going in it. Come up here. There'll be some people pray for you. Pray for you to receive Christ. Pray for you to recommit yourself to Christ. Pray for you to get going in Christ. Maybe you need more power in your life. Pray. They'll come and they'll pray for you for that. Maybe you need healing in your life. Come here. They'll pray for that. Maybe you need to spend some time with the Lord. Come and kneel down and soak it in. And could I encourage you this week? As you leave, think about the filter. Think about the dirt. And make an effort to squeeze your thoughts through that filter of the Holy Spirit. When you're out there and you get ready to get mad, Holy Spirit, help me analyze this with your thoughts, with your brain. When you get ready to do something you don't know, man, I'm being tempted. Holy Spirit, help me to analyze this with your thoughts. Holy Spirit, come now and help me. In Jesus' wonderful name, let Him help you this week. Next week, we're going to talk more about how do we specifically think and how do we actively appropriate this in our life. Love you guys tons. Have a great week. And think the thoughts of God. Because you can. Enjoy doing it. God bless you. You're dismissed.